It's fair to say David Gibson's home in Reno is a shrine to energy efficiency. All you have to do is look in his backyard to find out.
And this is a 4.2 kilowatt array, which is smaller than many.
Gibson, who is an engineer, has spent nearly $50,000 making his home as energy efficient as possible. He's done the easy stuff, like opt for LED light bulbs and low-flow plumbing, sure. But he's also tackled major projects like adding rooftop solar panels and water heaters. And as the founder of the renewable energy advocacy organization powered by Sunshine, Gibson has even created a video showing how the improvements made on his home can be expanded on a statewide level.
Every home, business, and public building should take steps toward net zero energy, starting with efficiency.
Soon, Gibson's efforts may come to fruition. Right now, Nevada gets about 23% of its electricity from renewable sources like solar, wind, and geothermal specifically. But there's currently a push in the Nevada legislature that would require utility providers to generate more green energy. One measure, AB 206, would make it the state's goal of producing 80% electricity from renewables by 2040. Democratic Assemblyman Chris Brooks of Las Vegas introduced the bill. He says there are a number of ways the state can achieve that goal.
Solar is the most abundant renewable resource we have in the state, but we also have a utility-scale wind farm. We also have geothermal power plants. So we have an abundance of renewable resources here in the state. As a matter of fact, Nevada has the highest per capita use of geothermal energy and the second most abundant geothermal resource in the entire country.
Lawmakers are also looking to breathe new life into Nevada's floundering rooftop solar industry. The Public Utilities Commission's 2015 decision to eliminate retail net metering, the process of selling excess rooftop solar power back to the grid, gutted the industry. AB 270 would reinstate those rates by codifying them into law. Democratic Assemblyman Justin Watkins of Las Vegas is the bill's sponsor.
We have enough sun in this state that provides for enough energy to be put back into the grid that gives enough credits to residents to make it financially beneficial for them to get solar, as long as the rates are right.
In all, lawmakers have introduced about 15 bills that would do everything from conducting feasibility studies on energy choice to creating Green Banks, a public-private partnership that looks to provide businesses and residents with loans and bonds for renewable energy projects. But not everyone is convinced that mandating energy goals is a good idea. Republican Assemblyman Jim Marchant of Las Vegas has concerns.
I want to make sure that this doesn't cause our energy costs to go up and for my constituents to pay more for their electricity bills. When we see the final bills and the mock-ups, we'll just have to evaluate it then.
The measure has also drawn the attention of one of the state's largest industries. Virginia Valentine with the Nevada Resort Association told lawmakers during a recent committee hearing that pushing for more renewables may hurt the bottom line of the state's largest industry.
We appreciate and respect Assemblyman Brooke's desire to increase the renewable portfolio standard, but we are concerned that this bill may be too much too fast.
To offset some of those concerns, officials with NV Energy have suggested alternatives. Through amendments to both the energy portfolio and net metering bills, the utility would not face increased mandates, but could voluntarily increase green energy production. They would also offer consumers a 20-year net metering bill credit that has not yet been defined. The amendments would essentially water the measures down considerably. And when approached for comment on the bills, Andrea Smith, a spokesperson with NV Energy, was reluctant to go into detail.
We'll continue to work with the sponsors on all of the bills to make sure that we can come to some sort of an agreement on them.
Since the amendments were introduced, Democratic leaders have given the bills waivers and exemptions that allow lawmakers extra time to examine the legislation and what impact they could have on the state. But even if lawmakers fail to approve the measure, Nevada will continue to have one of the most aggressive renewable energy goals in the country. However, as the price of green technologies continue to decline and more states push for renewable energy, the Silver State could lose that edge. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.